Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Download the podcast. Carrot Top going to phone the program tomorrow. Also, actor Robert Patrick on Friday and comedian Craig Peters. Slowly going insane in Cleveland. Going to call us in about a half hour.
Sculpting snow.
Yeah. That's part of the insanity.
Wait,
those were very impressive.
A new TikTok out there. LD put one up about that car that flew over the interstate there.
The overpass.
Yeah, that's a new TikTok out there. TNT Radio Empire on TikTok.
Waiting on a confirmation for next week, but I texted you guys about this last night.
Oh, I can't wait.
The actor's name is Kunal Nayar.
Right. I gotta get that right. I'm going to call him Raj.
Raj, from Big Bang Theory.
I love Raj.
So he's in a new show.
Everybody on that show is great.
He's in a new show on Apple Plus that comes
serious,
out.
Right?
And it's like a thriller series, and he's like 180 degrees from Raj.
Ah, man.
So, not a nerd?
No.
Wait, it's bad guy?
Have
we ever talked to Raj?
No.
We
talked to Wallowitz one time.
We talked to Wallowitz.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
Like in the first couple seasons of Big Bang.
Yes, we have. That's right.
But yeah, this show's called Suspicion, and it comes on Apple Plus,
Apple Plus
next week.
Apple Plus is doing some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got some good shows. This one looks very intriguing.
Yeah. So keep getting more streaming services. Still, my favorite one was, I think it was Gaffigan said they should take all these streaming services and bundle them together and call them cable.
Wouldn't that be convenient?
Oh, it's funny and true. Elton John postpones Dallas concerts after testing positive for COVID. You mentioned he might be coming to the Eastern Nebraska. He's in Lincoln?
I think he's going to be in Lincoln in March.
That's what I thought.
I think it is.
Right. I want to be there. The tour is amazing.
Yeah.
That's one I've never seen.
That was great.
I should check off the list.
He's worth
never
it.
Never seen Elton.
He opens up. I don't know if he's changed his set list, but like, you know, lights go down and he's just like, bam, bam. It's Benny and the Jets. And then it just hits it.
I know. He's great.
And that dude.
I've seen him with Billy Joel. I saw that tour. I didn't see Elton by himself, but obviously.
Elton John, I saw him.
And I like both those. I'd rather see them both by themselves. Yeah.
Elton John is a headliner in his own right.
Well, they both are.
No,
they both are.
Yeah, totally.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
he puts on an incredible show.
Most recent set list, number song one, Benny and the Jets, right out of the gate.
Cool.
Yeah, the one time I saw him, he didn't play any of his pussy ballads or Lion King stuff.
Well, he doesn't do that now either.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see no
he
circle
He plays
of
the
life.
Dong ballads.
Yeah.
It was all stuff from the 70s.
He's going back doing all the hits now.
With his original band.
Yeah, this set list is pretty killer.
It's all hits,
bottom.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and then he had costume changes, too. And it's like, at the end, he had just put on what you could tell.
Actually, Moo changes
just
at
like
this
his,
point. He's still a big boy.
You could tell he just put on, like, his flying clothes.
Yeah.
He just had, like, an Adidas jumpsuit or whatever. And then he just, like, goes up into the stage. He's like, bye. And I'm sure he's, you know, 30 seconds after he leaves the stage, he's on the plane. He's... Or in a car to the plane.
You should bring back the duck costume from Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Yeah, I don't think
your parents must have been big Elton John fans. Is that what it was, Nick? Because obviously you know Elton John. I mean, obviously
he's hits and I was that Billy Joel Elton John show, I saw that when I was like middle school.
Okay.
That was the day before I started middle school because I had a T-shirt. I showed up to school with a T-shirt that had Billy Joel and Elton John.
Yeah.
And then first day of middle school.
Middle school.
Walking around.
Is that when I saw that show? You were in middle school? Holy hell. It's been a while. Yeah.
So the first day of middle school, I'm wearing this shirt and walking, you know, through the halls, and everybody's just pointing at me going, he's gay, he's gay, he's gay, because I have a giant picture of Elton John on my t-shirt. And I'm like,
oh, you're middle school.
I've made a big mistake.
And I heard his dad's gay.
Well, it was foreshadowing. Yeah. So dad came out a year later.
I mean, the first day of middle school is not that important. It's not,
you're wearing Elton John shirt.
Yeah.
Not like first impressions are made.
Yeah, screw them, though. Good for you.
You proved him wrong. Good job.
Still haven't come out yet, but so what?
Yeah.
So what?
Way to stand up to the bullies.
No, I don't know if I wore that shirt to middle school again or not. I think it might have just been a weekend shirt after that.
That's hilarious.
In Florida, once again, they are being warned about potential injuries from falling iguanas.
Oh, they freeze.
Oh,
that's
right. Cold.
And they're big. They can weigh like 20
pounds.
Yeah.
They hit you in the head.
Yeah.
They could do some damage.
Well, drop a 20-pound weight on your head sometime.
Okay.
Well, don't try it.
Sure.
But that's a lot of weight.
Today.
Yeah. It's a lot of weight, man. Oh, that's right. The frozen iguanas, which they should name their some sort of indoor football
renders
team down
them
there, the frozen iguanas.
Immobile.
Right. Yeah, they're not dead, just stunned.
They fall out of the tree. Has there ever been an instance where one has fallen out of a tree and killed someone?
It's hurt somebody.
It could.
They are injurious for sure.
Yeah.
Good word. Yeah,
thank you.
That is a good word. Yeah. Even though they actually exist.
When they fall out of the tree, do they hurt themselves?
No, I don't think they do. They say that. They go, what the hell was that?
Once they warm up a couple degrees, they kind of shake
that
it
was
off.
Weird.
That was weird.
Wander away.
I was just in the tree.
They say don't approach them. Because they're not dead, and they will move shortly, and maybe they'll...
And freak you out. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just got to thaw a bit.
The headline I saw...
You put them out on the counter.
Which made me click on it in
put
the first place.
Cold water.
Said that plummeting temperatures cause iguanas to fall from sky in front of shocked locals. No.
No, they know.
The locals know.
The locals
they
know.
They are not shocked.
Happens every year.
Locals know.
Right around this time.
Yeah.
They are not shocked.
And they're done that.
Yeah, I could see not being shocked, but also something that, like, you wouldn't really get used to that.
Well.
Like, it would just be like, there's another one.
Iguana's falling out of the tree season, I guess.
And if iguana falls out, that'd be weird.
Yeah.
It would.
I mean, what the hell that is, but it'd be weird to see one.
I think he was a shortstop for the Red Sox.
That'd be weird. He froze and fell out, right?
Mets. I think he played for the Mets for a while. Yeah. Rick Iguala.
Yeah. He froze and fell out of a tree.
Yeah, he did.
That would shock you. Oh, my God. Rick Iguala fell out of a tree. This is one of our stupidest bits ever, and I like it.
That's saying something.
That's a strong statement. Yeah.
There's some stiff competition.
And it's you're right.
Every day.
Yeah. I mean, in a race to the bottom, Iguala sinks the fastest.
Right. It's funny because
he didn't make the Hall of Fame yesterday, Rick Iguala, either. I thought he'd make it, you know.
Damn shame.
Yeah.
I loved Kornheiser's rant.
I liked it, too.
It was basically saying
we got the hit leader of Major League Baseball,
right,
not in the Hall of Fame. We have the home run leader of Major League Baseball, in the Hall of Fame. Right. We've got a guy who won 350 games, not in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
Now, most of those people, which I agree with, if you're going to put them in, put the asterisks by the weightlifters, the steroid boys. Yeah, go ahead. But put them in there.
Give them a wing.
But
whatever.
Start with putting in Pete Rose. But they're not going to do it. It was a good rap. But I also like the argument. I don't really care either way. I don't. I understand why people say they shouldn't be in because they cheated. I also understand why you should be in because they are the best.
They're famous.
And they have the records. Right. And they're famous.
Famous.
And by the way, put an asterisk next to Bonds because obviously he took steroids. We get that. But put him in. But I just love watching people that care more about it than we do get mad. And that's all sports writers. They just hate it. And so I'm thinking, I just love when somebody gets mad, you know.
Well, I think all those guys should be in.
For Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, it was their last year on the ballot.
Yeah, they're
right. They've got to get into the Veterans Committee now, if they're going to get in at all.
No, the veterans, they'd be worse through that, because that's like old guys.
I don't know. The baseball writers think pretty highly of themselves.
Yeah.
The baseball writers are pricks.
Oh, no, of course they are. But you got to put Pete Rose in first. He didn't even cheat.
Big Poppy.
He didn't even cheat. He had the most hits ever just by smoking cigarettes and running around the field. You know?
For people that didn't watch this yesterday, Big Poppy made it. David Ortiz. Right. It will be the only baseball Hall of Famer this year.
He's the only one.
Right. Yeah.
Going in this year.
Yeah. It's called fame. You're right, Todd.
Yeah. I seem to recall.
But people are on both sides of that issue are just hardcore. And it's fun to watch them really care about it.
When the nation was actually pretty transfixed by baseball in the summer of, was it, 98?
Yep.
And Sosa and McGuire were going back and forth. Yep. Yeah, you can't ignore that.
No.
Well, Sosa's in, isn't he?
No.
None of them.
And all Sosa's white now, too, by the way. So.
Yeah. Was it Kornheiser?
He wears like bolo ties. Yeah.
Yeah. Was it Kornheiser that said something about, you know, the part of the Baseball Hall of Fame is to document the history of the game?
Yes.
And he says, put asterisks.
And those guys were big parts of the history of the game.
I mean, I do agree with putting asterisks next to them.
Sure. If Major League Baseball was so concerned about cheating, they would have stepped in and did something. Yeah. But they didn't.
No.
They said, this is a good show.
It's saved.
Let it go on. Right. And they did.
So with this veterans thing, are they eligible for that right away, or is there a waiting period?
I don't know. They're not getting in.
No, I don't think they will.
Man.
No, I don't think so either.
Pete Rose just wouldn't say sorry enough.
But that's a good question. I don't know when they'd go before the Veterans Committee.
But to not have the all-time hits leader and the all-time home run leader, that makes the Baseball Hall of Fame more illegitimate than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's what Kornheiser was saying. Why even go?
Yeah. Well, how old is Pete Rose?
He's 70s?
Yeah, 70s, yeah.
Like, honor that guy while he's still around.
No, they're still mad at him, and he didn't even cheat. He just bet on his team to win. Whatever. There are people at hardcore on both sides. It's just funny to watch them bitch. I'm thinking, you know what? Who the hell cares?
You hear this baseball conversation more than anything else about baseball.
Yeah, I'll argue about a lot of stuff, but I just like these people arguing about this. It's funny because they get just so mad on both sides.
People are more mad about this than them not playing in the spring.
I know.
Los Angeles County will give out high-quality masks at the Super Bowl and also require that they be worn. They say that every fan who enters SoFi Stadium will get a KN95 mask. They're going to be reminded to wear those masks at all times during the ball game.
At the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
They're not going to have them on.
They're going to be reminded. They're doing what they can.
But they're not going to have them on.
No. They'll have them in their pocket.
Yeah.
Not on.
It's 100,000 people are going to say, "Hey, you put yours on. Oh, you put yours.
Do you have nachos? You're fine."
Yeah, that's right. You're eating. You're fine. Right.
I'm eating.
Right. But do you want to be the one guy who actually gets run out of the stadium at the Super Bowl for not putting on a mask?
They're not going to run anybody out, Puss.
I think they'll. No. They might.
They are not going to. That's 100,000 people. Look at any field. Nobody's got a mask on. Once in a while, these players see one on.
And in all those suites and stuff, you think they're going to go around showing all the celebrities at the Super Bowl and they're all going to have masks on?
No.
And have you seen the logo for the Super Bowl?
No.
Look at the logo. It looks blood-drenched.
It's supposed to be trees. Silhouette of trees, but it looks like a crime scene.
Oh, it does?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
That's because of the Chiefs.
Blood is dripping from the Roman numerals.
I'd celebrate already, Nick. You're going to win the Super Bowl.
They're actually palm trees. But it looks...
I haven't seen
blood
it.
Soaked.
Yeah, I guess I've seen the logo in passing. I didn't really look.
From a long ways away. It just looks blood-soaked.
And I saw the announcement yesterday that that Cleet didn't get the Super Bowl.
I saw that. Yeah, he didn't. Yeah.
It was the guy who worked the Packers-Niners game.
Oh,
he's doing the Super Bowl.
I didn't know if we could officially mention.
Well, it was on Twitter.
No, they announced it.
The NFL announced it.
They announced it.
Yeah.
Okay, because I asked Cleet what he was doing this weekend, and I don't know if I can respond.
No, they announced it. They announced everything. They announced who Cleet's the alternate ref at the NFC Championship game. That's announced. They announced all that stuff.
Did they say that?
Yeah.
They announced all that stuff. They put out that information.
I'm unsure what we can put out there sometimes.
Yeah, that's good. Err on the side of caution.
Yeah, sometimes he reports to us in confidence, which is really a mistake. Never report to us in confidence.
Misplaced trust.
Huge.
Any sort of confidence in us is not good.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Bite clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Studies have already shown that drinking is up as the pandemic has kept going, but experts are worrying it could be leading to bigger problems. Dr. Yeah. Sarah Wakeman with Massachusetts General
tells
CNN that data shows that people are drinking on average about four more days a month than they were before the COVID.
I thought you were going to say week.
Yeah, that's too many. four more days a week.
They say there's a 14% increase in the number of drinking days per month and a 41% increase in heavy drinking days among women.
I'm proud to announce I've stayed so steady.
Exactly.
So steady.
You're not bandwagon.
For about 15 years now.
Right.
Dr. Lena Mittal, the chief of the women's...
affected you,
no
none.
One's going to accuse you of being a bandwagon drinker.
Not at all.
Dr. Lena Mittal, the chief of the Women's Mental Health Division in the Department of Psychiatry at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, says there's a lot of marketing of new alcohol products targeting women, and especially moms.
Oh, yeah.
At a time when everybody's watching a lot more TV, add to that the pre-pandemic mom wine culture that normalized and in some ways even glorified alcohol, and the line between social drinking and at-risk drinking can quickly become blurry.
Moms love claws. They're not that much of a thing anymore, are they?
Only for guys with a vagina.
Fade it away.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot more seltzers in general.
There's a bunch of seltzers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Headline caught my eye this morning. It says, the surprising drink no one over 50 should be having because it causes eye bags and circles. You want to know what that drink is?
Moscow Mule.
Alcohol. Moscow Mule?
No, alcohol. Alcohol in general.
Well, yeah, that's a stupid headline. The surprising drink?
Surprising drink.
I thought it's
a surprise. Alcohol gives you bags under your eyes.
I thought that'd be good for a new drink idea.
All right.
That's a stupid headline.
Combine that with waking up at 4 a.m. for half your life. I'm surprised my eyes are still in my head.
Well, they'd be in your head. They'd just be further back in. So okay, got it.
They should be way more sunken than they are.
Towards the front of your skull.
Yeah.
Dr. Wakeman says the higher level of drinking in women is worrisome because of the link between alcohol and the risk of female breast cancer.
Oh, yeah.
And they say that for both and men, accidents and injuries are associated with drinking, even moderate amounts. Domestic violence often fueled by alcohol, as is child abuse and all kinds of health concerns.
Well, then stop it.
If you and can't falling
handle,
over.
Can't handle your alcohol, stop it. You know.
Yeah.
And depression and anxiety.
Right.
Easy to say in some cases.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Tough to do.
You're not shaming me. I don't do any of that stuff. I'm not violent. I don't treat my wife bad, you know. I check for breast cancer.
Your legs stop working every now and again, so you could injure yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
Today, I haven't had anything to drink the past couple of nights. So then what will happen today is I'll be like, I feel pretty good.
Right.
Maybe I'll have a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow I'll be like, I don't feel very great today.
I drank
last night.
So you're back and forth.
I had three glasses of wine last night.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good. Let's get rid of this feeling.
Right.
Yeah, I should use the extra energy I have today to do something other than, you know, start drinking too early.
That's a good point. At least you're wrapped around it, though. You got under control. Craig just tried to shame us. Drink up. Relax. You know.
Alcohol use disorder is defined.
Of course it is. We talked about yesterday how weed makes you stupid, too, so everything's stupid.
Are we getting defensive?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that you because you did the story yesterday.
Alcohol use disorder is defined as, and let's see if this is a thing.
Okay.
Compulsively using alcohol despite having negative consequences from your use, like an impact on your relationships, your ability to function in your job, or whatever roles you have in your community.
I got none of those. I have a great relationship, I do my job.
I am fully functional.
Right. When it comes to that, yeah. So that so far you are. You have a good relationship with your wife, and you show up at work and do your job.
I do.
All right. What else, Craig?
Are you having more disagreements? Are people in your life expressing concern or noting that you're different, hiding your drinking, or lying about it?
Nope. Don't lie about it, for sure.
I'd say we're pretty public about it.
And nobody really is concerned either. So we pass that one. What else?
Oh, some people get a little self-righteous. Once in a while, on the Twitter.
Oh, I don't care about them.
Yeah, but they
don't understand. We're
hater,
you know what?
Will come forward.
First of all, we exaggerate everything. I saw that. Some guy said, go have a drink. Some Packer fan gave me crap. Go have a drink and shut up. I said, well, yeah,
I'll
will.
Do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That way, and it wasn't Craig. It was Puss.
Yeah. You think that's original?
Exactly. Yeah, yell at us in the social media. It really hurts our feelings.
And they say, look out for pouring big drinks without realizing it.
All right.
You do at home.
Yeah. I had a guy last night. It was happy hour wine, but it was still like he was giving at home pours. Thank you, dude. Yeah. It wasn't restaurant pours. They were at home pours. A wine glass has a top for a reason. You pour it up to the top.
He saw you come in and he went, that's a pro right there.
No, I don't
there.
Think he didn't know who it was. He didn't mention it. So he was just a regular guy.
No,
I saw the people's glasses. They were filling everybody up.
Right? It's always a pleasant surprise.
Right. Out of Richmond, Kentucky, Fox 56 reporting on Eric Schmidt. Eric reportedly forced his way into a home armed with a knife. And then Schmidt attacked somebody inside the home and took their handgun. Schmidt was said to have fired the gun inside the home before stealing some medication and fleeing the scene. He later contacted the victims on social media again. He threatened to return and use the stolen handgun on them. He did. He returned to the residence.
Jesus.
Where he was confronted by police, and then he had to surrender himself and was taken into custody.
Have you seen the video of the old lady that foiled those the scammers?
Yeah.
They called and they said, we've kidnapped your grandson, and we need this amount of money. So she knew the grandson was okay. So she goes, okay, I got the money. Come on over. She called the cops ahead of time. He knocks the door. She hands him an envelope full of cash. The guy walks off the porch. Three cops come running out of the house and just destroy this dude. Take him to the ground, man. Yeah.
It was a good tackle.
Yeah, because that's a horrible crime. Calling somebody and saying you have their kid.
Yeah.
And that's been happening, you know.
Don't do that, kids.
No.
Or drugs.
All right. Drink them if you got them. Craig Peters, we get back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.